Critic Harold Bloom, author of How to Read and Why, has a children's book, Stories and Poems for Extremely Intelligent Children of All Ages, bills itself as a book for readers from 5 to 71, which happens to be Harold Bloom's age, NPR's Renee Montagne reports.
The collection includes close to 100 works, most drawn from the 19th century. From the opening poem by John Keats, one moves on to O. Henry, Herman Melville, Oscar Wilde, and dozens of other writers recognizably great, but rarely thought of as writing for children. No matter, Harold Bloom intends this to be a collection first read to you at bedtime, perhaps, and then not put away with other childish things. In a sense, this collection grew out of a fight Harold Bloom picked a year or so ago with the world's most popular children's book, Harry Potter. As the Harry Potter craze first took off, Bloom blasted the books in the Wall Street Journal, saying they weren't worth the time spent reading them. Harold Bloom is offering stories and poems as an alternative. How about giving us a sample?
Most certainly. There is a poem that I want to read immediately. It is a wonderful poem by Lewis Carroll called A Pig Tale. It's the moment when the pig comes to his end. Up rose that pig and rushed full whack against the ruined pump, rolled over like an empty sack and settled down upon his back. While all his bones at once went crack, it was a fatal jump. That camel passed as day grew dim around the ruined pump. "Oh, broken heart, oh, broken limb, it needs," the camel said to him, "something more fairy-like and slim to execute a jump." That pig lay still as any stone and could not stir a stump. Nor ever, if the truth were known, was he again observed to moan, nor ever wring his hoofs and groan, because he could not jump.
In stories and poems, young readers will come across expressions such as a gill of strong waters, that mysterious brew mentioned in a tale by Hawthorne, and nary an annotation in sight.
Well, a young person should be encouraged to go to the family dictionary. There are few experiences in life ultimately more rewarding than learning how to work with a dictionary. I'm not being ironic. I think that sometimes when I'm very tired, I just read dictionaries and I'm perpetually delighted.
And a lot of these stories have in common with fairy tales a kind of shivery sense of doom and an awareness of death.
Well, there is, I think, in all literature that matters, a gathering awareness of mortality. I don't think that harms a child or even an older child. I don't think it leads to morbidity. William Hazlitt once said beautifully at the start of one of his essays, "No young person believes that she or he will ever die." And I think that is quite true. The very last poem in the book is a beautiful poem by Christina Rossetti called Uphill. And it illustrates the doctrine that she believed, which is called soul sleep, which is the belief that when we die, our soul goes to sleep, sleeps a very long time, is healed, and is rest. It's a wonderfully dramatic poem. It's quite short. Let me read it. "Does the road wind uphill all the way? Yes, to the very end. Will the day's journey take the whole long day? From morn to night, my friend. But is there for the night a resting place, a roof, for when the slow, dark hours begin? May not the darkness hide it from my face? You cannot miss that inn. Shall I meet other wayfarers at night, those who have gone before? Then must I knock or call when just in sight? They will not keep you standing at that door. Shall I find comfort, travel sore and weak, of labor? You shall find the sum. Will there be beds for me and all who seek? Yea, beds for all who come."
I know that you're not so interested in talking about Harry Potter, but just for a moment, can we return to Harry Potter to speak about one thing? You criticize it as mediocre writing applied to a dull middle-class sensibility, and you were talking about the wizards. But here's my question. What is really wrong with less literary writing for children Many of us graduated from Mary Poppins and Superman comics and The Secret Garden.
Superman comics is not as badly written as the Harry Potter books. In the book that I read and reviewed on an old envelope lying nearby, every time Rowling, instead of saying he or she, then decided to take a walk or took a walk or they took a walk, invariably they stretched their legs or he or she stretched their legs. After I had counted up 22 recurrences of stretched their or his or her legs, I stopped counting. That is the most terrible form of writing, my dear. That is cliche writing. That is not writing at all.
So Nancy Drew, though, would pass muster.
Nancy Drew is much better writing than that. most Penny Dreadfuls of the past were much better writing than that. This is a fad or a fashion, my dear.
Versus, Harold Bloom would have it, stories that are classics.
There is one last thing I would like to read from the book. In the introduction, at one point, I say that to reread Lewis Carroll's Alice books is to be reminded of how strong Alice herself is and can be a path to sharing her independence. And I quote this wonderful passage, "Hold your tongue," said the Queen, turning purple. "I won't," said Alice. "Off with her head," the Queen shouted at the top of her voice. Nobody moved. "Who cares for you?" said Alice. She had grown to her full size by this time. "You're nothing but a pack of cards." And I comment, more than once in her or his life, every reader will grow to full size by crying out to the right auditors, "Who cares for you? You're nothing but a pack of cards." Maybe that's one of the great uses of this book.
Harold Bloom, on his newest book, Stories and Poems for Extremely Intelligent Children of All Ages. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.